welcome back to Will Talk. It's your host, Will. And this week we have three very special guests. You've already heard from two of them, but we brought in a very, very special guest. I'm going to introduce my wife first, Tori.
Hi.
My best friend for over 18 years, Terrence.
What's going on, everyone?
And his lovely wife, Nikki.
What's up?
So we're going to follow up with the discussion and get the ladies' point of view as far as opposite sex friendships in a committed relationship. Babe, we'll start with you. What are some of your thoughts? You heard the show. You know what we've already said. What's some of your feedback, your thoughts? How would you approach the situation?
My feedback on the situation would be, I feel like it's a general rule for all friends, whether it be opposite sex or same sex, that you realize things are not going to be the same because now I am in a relationship with someone and that person would take up most of my time, so our time would be diminished, so to speak. Not so much as that I would not speak to this person ever again, but you would have to realize that now I'm with someone and we're starting a serious relationship, so you know that it would take up a lot of time.
Okay.
If we decide to have kids, or if I go into this relationship and that person already has kids, depending on at what point we enter into this relationship. So now kids are in the picture, and of course kids take up a lot of time and you have to commit and devote time to that. So it would not be the same as if I were a single person and not dating anyone and I have all this free time.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Well, same question to you, Nikki. How would you handle that?
Okay, I don't put same sex and opposite sex in the same categories.
Okay.
If same sex, I'm okay with that. Okay. Opposite sex, there's too many questions and things that can happen. I don't agree with that. Okay. I think you should drop opposite sex completely.
Okay.
It would be a conversation initially. First off would be, I'm getting married. We would no longer be talking. Now, if I seen you out in the street, yes, I would speak.
Mm-hmm.
But we're no longer kicking it. We're no longer going to brunch. We're no longer talking on the phone. There's no Facebook. There's no need for that because now I'm in a committed relationship with my husband. Okay. You're no longer needed.
Okay. Okay. And so it would be a conversation had. And what if, and this is for both of y'all, you heard about Keith. What if you have a Keith, a guy that's, hey, still want to kick it, still want to have, you know, brunch, still want to hook up for wings, still sends you text messages checking up on you. How do you approach that situation? Is it still just a simple conversation? Or are we taking a more extreme approach where we're just dropping them? Tori, I'll start with you. What? How would you handle Keith?
Again, I still feel like it's just a simple conversation where you talk about how I'm in a committed relationship. I'm married now, so.
But Keith hear all that. Keith knows all that already.
I'm aware, but again, like I said, it would still be the same conversation.
Mm-hmm.
To where I tell you I'm married now, and so a lot of my time is going to go to my relationship. It's going to go to building up what the relationship that I have and what I'm in. Mm-hmm. And like I said, we're having kids and things of that nature, then, you know, I'm committed to that. So I would not have the same amount of free time that I have for that friend as I had before.
Okay. Alright. And Nick, I kind of already know where you're going to go with it. You cutting it off.
I had male friends and I cut it off. It was a simple text maybe or a call. Hey, getting married, will no longer be friends. Peace out. And that's the way I took it. If they still wanted to talk to me, there was just no conversation going back. Mm-hmm. My female friends I kept. My male friends, it's not that serious to damage my relationship with my husband to keep you. Gotcha. If that makes sense. If this is going to cause a problem within my relationship, there's no need for you. And I mean, some people still reached out after that because they didn't believe that that was what I was going to stick to.
Right.
I just never responded. Now, when I see them, they would say, man, you never respond. And I'm not going to respond.
Right.
I told you the first time. I'm married. You're no longer my friend. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Okay. So the title of the show is We Can't Be Friends. So I'm going to ask a direct question. Can men and women be friends when one is in a committed relationship? Tori.
I believe that yes. Men and women can still be friends in a committed relationship as long as all boundaries are set and everybody is on the same page.
Okay. Nikki?
I believe they can be friends, but they should not be friends.
Okay. That's what I want right there. Why shouldn't they be?
Because it causes too much confusion. There's okay. If we're couples, that's different.
Okay.
Then yes, once a year you might hang out with another couple. Mm-hmm. But he's single or my husband doesn't know him or his wife, we shouldn't be friends. It's not. I don't think it's a need for that. Men and women, I think there's some type of attraction that keeps you being friends with the opposite sex.
Okay.
To me. And to cut all it off, I just don't have male friends. Outside of my husband's friends.
Gotcha.
I still wouldn't call those friends and have a conversation with them.
Right.
But if I see them, of course, I love on them. Hey, how you doing? But my husband is there.
Mm-hmm.
I think it causes too much confusion. Drop it. It's not worth it to me. To be in a good relationship, a happy marriage, I just drop it. Some stuff is not that serious. It's cut it off.
Gotcha. And you say, just to be on the other side of that coin, that they can be. Can you speak to outside of the boundaries? Of course, I mean, in a perfect world, I can see that being a reality, but we don't live in that. So could you maybe dive into how they could and why you feel that way?
Well, I feel that way because I have a male friend that is very close to me, and it's never been anything more, and it hasn't caused any confusion because we've always been on the same page as far as this isn't anything romantic, and he's had, you know, a woman who has been in his life, and it never bothered her, and vice versa. So there was never any confusion as to what our relationship was. Someone I've known for decades at this point, and it's never there's never been an attempt to cross the line.
Mm-hmm.
There was never a thought to cross the line. And
a thought on your side.
That person has always been there. So.
Okay. Well, you know, that is what I would consider the exception to the rule. Or the best case scenario. You just map out what everyone who are pro having opposite sex friends reach for and wish for and want. Hey, this is my friend. He knows the boundaries. We never had any issues that way. That's in a minority. I feel like in the world of the majority, guys, speaking from a guy, I would still be friends. Me personally, I wouldn't, because I understand the dynamics of relationships. But most guys wouldn't want another guy around.
Mm-hmm.
And a guy would know that.
This guy is not around.
Again, and we're still speaking on the best case scenario. Your situation is
right.
The best case scenario.
And I understand it, but that's what I'm saying. So, again, in this situation, this guy is not around. This guy is not.
By not around, that's meaning what? Like, he's out of out of the state, out of the country.
He's in the same city, but when he's saying not around, it's not like this person is popping up every week, every other week.
So is that based on like a conversation that was had to where it's like
there was no conversation that ever actually.
So he just understood that the dynamic changed and he moved accordingly.
Right.
So that's kind of how that took place. Okay.
So again, that's what I'm saying. It's if you're in a relationship with someone, and to me, that's why I said I look at it as if it's almost the same with any relationship. Like if I'm single and I have all this free time, then of course my close friends are the people that I spend the most time with.
Right.
But if now I'm in a relationship, and in this instance now I'm married, then of course a lot of my time is going to go to the person that I'm married to. We're going to start doing different things. We're going to start, you know, hanging out with each other much more. I'm married.
Right.
And so that's why I said I group it all in the same group. It's whether it's opposite sex or same sex, you now realize that I'm not single. And so that I can't go out every Friday. We can't hit happy hour. We can't hit, you know, all the happening spots because now I'm in a relationship with someone. So the free time that I had prior to is no longer there.
Right. I would say that in retrospect that it can work, but I think that just depends on the conversation between the couples. I think if the couple sit down and have a conversation based on their comfort levels, and then it's almost like the husband and the wife huddle up to say, okay, we got, be it Keith or be it Pam, here's what I'm comfortable with and here's what I'm not comfortable with. And I believe the opposite, you know, the person takes that back to be it Keith or Pam and has that conversation with them. So it's, to me, it's more of a case by case basis.
Right.
You know what I mean? I may be comfortable with you seeing Keith or us kicking it from time to time. And then you may have a couple that's the guy or the lady, the wife is like, no, that's a deal breaker.
Mm.
So I think it kind of, and to me, like the question you're posing is, can we be friends? Is more so saying, what if there's a opposite of opinion within the relationship?
Exactly.
How do you move forward with that? Like, I don't want to hang out with Keith. I don't want you being around him. I'm not comfortable and I don't like it. I mean, okay, y'all haven't done anything before. Y'all don't have any sexual tension between one another, but it's another male. I'm not comfortable with it. I don't like the possibilities of where it may go. Now what? And that's how, as Will is saying, that's how a lot of husbands feel. It's, I'm not comfortable having this conversation with my wife behind, you know, behind closed doors. So now what? Now where do we go from here? I'm not comfortable. Now what?
I don't know. I don't have an answer to that because the conversations that I've had prior to, it's all been put out there. It's all been spoken about. So, I mean, I don't know what a person would do if they came upon that instance,
right,
where,
gotcha,
you right, know, there's an impasse and nobody can come to a resolution. So I don't have the answer to that.
My answer to that is, that's why you cut them off. So you don't have to worry about an impasse. That opposite sex person is not that important.
Right.
He's not that important. When I took my vows, I stood there with my husband. That was it. That's the only person that really mattered when I took my vows. What is so important about Keith? I don't understand what's so important that Keith has to stay there.
Right.
I had friends that I went to middle school, elementary, high school, college, I cut them off. They're not more important to me than the person that I stood and took my vows with. When I told them we're not no longer being friends, yes, they took it like, oh, okay, seriously. But what happened if y'all break up? But then if you're my real friend, you still gonna be there.
Exactly.
But for this time right now, I'm married, I'm in it, that's it. There's my vows are me and him. Nobody else matters. Same right. sex, opposite sex.
Right.
Cut it off. So there's no reason for us to have this conversation, me and my husband, to say I'm not okay with it, but I'm okay with it. Right. We don't even have to have a conversation.
Right.
We know that that's something that a taboo, opposite sex, just cut it off.
Well, I feel like, and I think what Shu Terrence was saying is that sometimes you have strong, high opinion on a certain thing. Mm-hmm. Like, look, this is my friend. I don't understand why it's never been anything there. I understand where you're coming from, but this is where I stand on that. And I feel like what you should do is, I mean, ultimately, again, this is for anyone in a committed relationship. If you're just dating, of course, you know, all of that is, you know, how you want to go about handling it. But if you're in a committed relationship, you need to let that person know that you're committed to them. You know, and I'm not committed to Keith. I'm not committed to Pam. I'm committed to you. And if you feel so strongly about that, I need to set aside all of this time, all of this history that I may have with this friend.
Right.
And make you a priority.
Right.
But unfortunately, well, I'm not going to say unfortunately, but sometimes that's not always the case.
It's not. So who is in control of it? Because to me, I feel like the husband is in control of the situation. So he says to the president. So he says, no male friends. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to have no female friends. You're not going to have no male friends. That's over with.
Right.
Are we still talking about it? No.
Right.
I still don't understand. If somebody can explain to me what is so good about Keith. I had those friends. We were really close. We grew up together.
Mm-hmm.
I don't talk to him.
Right.
What was so important about Keith that I would let Keith come into this relationship with me? Am I scared?
Right.
Do I think this relationship not going to work and I just want you in the pocket? Mm-hmm. What's the big deal? Mm-hmm. I don't understand why women keep opposite sex. That's just me. I just think it causes confusion. It's a lot of things in marriage that I would give up. You got to be willing to give it up.
Mm-hmm.
To me.
Oh yeah, I agree. Most definitely. It's just to think about that, going down that road, any possibility of confusion, frustration, possible arguments, if you can stop it before it happens, then why not?
Right. Kind of get ahead of the story.
Right.
Is it even worth the trouble?
Right.
Type of situation. Yeah,
if there's an area that's known for being, not even known, if there's an area that has had, let's just use crime. Possible crime has, you know, crime has taken place there, you know, whatever, a few times, and someone tells you about it. It's like, I'm not even about to go that route. I'm not going down there. I'm not going to that place. I don't care if nothing has happened there in a year or so, whatever the case may be. But just the fact that it's happened there before, I don't want to put myself in that position where it could possibly happen to me. So, as you were saying, I'm just going to get ahead of it. I'm not going to put myself there. So, you've heard stories of the friends that have come along in the relationship and they've ruined it. And it's to say, man, I'm not, why are we even going there? Why even take the risk of Keith or Pam, you know, ruining our marriage, causing confusion, causing frustration? Like, it's enough to concentrate, focus, put energy into it and making your marriage work. That's enough in itself. And to bring another person into it, it's just like, man, it's not that it's too much, but it's just like, it's not worth the headache. Like,
right.
I mean, you would just hope that the person understands it and just kind of falls back on their own. But for those that don't, then you gotta strategize a plan to handle that.
Right.
In my opinion.
Right. That's just my opinion. But I'm happily married. So when I try to help someone, I'm telling you what I think helps.
Right.
From talking to other people that are married, these are usually some of the issues that they have
right.
that they don't want to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
And I always tell them the same thing. Drop it.
Right.
It's no sense. Why do you have a Keith in your life? Your husband may not like it. Who cares if y'all just kick it once a year? Don't kick it, period.
Mm-hmm.
Drop him. What are we doing? Mm-hmm. Or do you want to be happily married? Or do you want to be halfway happily married with a little bit of issue? Drop the issue.
Right. So, I mean, the simple approach sometimes we overlook because people, we want to make stuff super complicated, try to overthink it. It's truly, really, sometimes the best approach is a simple approach. And I think if more people maybe took the simple approach, the answer would be right there in front of you. Okay, well, good feedback. Ladies, thank you so much for joining us this week. We are actually going to make this episode a little shorter than normal. Tune in where we will be answering questions next week that has been posed to us about the previous topics that we've already discussed. Until then.